Hello, Internet, and welcome to episode 43 of Verbal Graffiti with your host, Brian Glass, a.k.a. the B-Man, the People's Degenerate. Our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Happy birthday, America, and happy birthday to all of you. I hope you're all having a happy 4th of July, one of the best holidays of the year. And more than anything, I hope you all still have your limbs and fingers. I stopped fucking around with fireworks after watching JPP, a player on the New York Giants, blow off a bunch of his fingers while he was still like an all-star player. After seeing his mangled hand, I was like, you know what? I'm going to hang up the M80s and the bottle rockets. I had a good go of it. I got lucky. I didn't blow anything off of me. No more. Once you see someone really injure themselves, I keep my distance. Let the firefighters do it. Let the professionals. But hey, I know a lot of you have not gotten to that point yet. So if you're out there, drink your beers, blow up your explosives, and hopefully you live to tell about it on July 5th, and you watch episode 43 of Verbal Graffiti. That wasn't always the case, though. I was a big, big explosives fire guy as a young buck. I kind of came up of an age before phones were a thing, so what did me and my friends do? We did what boys of that age without phones did. We would go into the woods and light shit on fire. This is what we would usually do. My friend Dan, he had woods behind his house. So we would go out, I don't know, maybe a half a mile, and it would be super dry because it's the middle of summer. And what we would do is we would steal his sister's bottle of hairspray. He had this super hot sister, and we would take lighters, like cigarette lighters. We get like six or seven and tape them around the hairspray can. And then we would make like a few, we would dig a hole, maybe, I don't know, 6 inches deep by like 6 inches wide. We'd put the explosive in there. We'd pour some gasoline in the hole. And then we would have like an explosive, like a string. And we'd light that on fire, or a wick, whatever you call it. And then we would just watch the wick, and we would hide behind trees. And what would always happen, and we would do this, I don't know, weekly during the summer. It would never explode until we got back like in front of the trees, and we'd look right in the hole, and that's when it would explode. And it would singe the hair off of our arms and our eyelids, and we would never learn. Because you don't have patience when you're 11 years old. You want things to explode, and you want them to explode right away. And when they don't, you put your face right in it to try to diagnose the problem. And that's how you end up without eyebrows. Thankfully, mine have grown back in. I think I have some of the best eyebrows going. But again, I love myself. How much so does the B-Man love himself? Let me tell you, I have begun, how shall I say this? I have started to like my own posts that I post online. I don't really know the etiquette on that. I don't think it is good etiquette, but not many people like my posts. So I was just like, screw it. I like the content I make, so I'm going to like it. I'm going to love myself, and hopefully you'll start to do the same. I know you do. I love you. You love me. We're a happy family. I don't know. How do you guys feel about liking your own posts? It is a little self-righteous, but maybe we do need a little self-righteousness in the summer of 2024. Happy birthday, America. I hope you find your own Lady Liberty that will disrobe for you and give you a sloppy top tonight. Oh, what was that? All right, is that enough? Yeah, let's get into the episode. Love the 4th of July. American flag, best flag of all time. This comes from a subreddit, r/rant. I hate creepy people. Exactly what the title says. I posted photos of myself as a kid and a few photos of me to a subreddit, pretty much asking people if I was ugly as a kid. I got super normal responses, along with a couple asshole comments, which is expected because it is Reddit after all. A few days after I posted it today, I got a message from someone. It said, You weren't ugly as a kid. You were just a kid. You looked perfect. Fucking creepy to say. But now you look, I'd rather not say. Don't want to end up on creepy PMS. Don't know what that is. Stop thinking with your fucking dick. Why can't you be normal instead of some creepy, greasy fuck? I'm sick and tired of getting these creeps whenever I post photos of myself. Fuck off. Apologies for the cursing there, but that's what she wrote, and I don't like to, you know, bleep anything out. As a self-identified creep, the B-man, I am a creep. If this was a court of law, I would have to recuse myself of the proceedings because, again, I am a self-identified creep, and I would obviously have bias if I were on a jury of this one. But this is not a court of law. We're on the internet. So a jury appears, I'm allowed to give my opinion. And as a creep, I'm telling you, what we have here is a case of entrapment. This is not the fault of the creep, and he is not a creep. I will defend him soon after. But let's look at what you did, the poster. Okay, you posted photos of yourself on the internet, and then you asked everybody on Reddit, on the internet, you asked them to play a sadistic game of hot or not as you of a child and as an adult. And then when someone comes at you, that you have the audacity to complain that someone made a comment when you ask them, you ask strangers how you look and you're upset. You're upset that a guy gave his opinion. I'm upset with you. I don't think he did anything illegal or anything even worthy of being described as creepy. He said, as a child, you looked neither a brute nor a doll. You looked perfect. Now, is the word perfect, is that the correct terminology to use, the correct adjective to use when describing a child, especially a stranger child? Yes, yet it's not the best adjective to use, but it doesn't raise the bar to where using the word perfect, it doesn't raise a bar where our guy should have to be put on a child predator warning list. Because a creepy, let's have a little bit of empathy for our guy. Maybe our guy didn't attend college. Maybe he had a rough upbringing. Maybe he only has an eighth grade education. He couldn't go to high school because he had to work to provide money and food for his family. Maybe his father left and he was a single mother and he had to bring bacon home for the family. Maybe he had younger siblings, so he had to go work in the fields as a teenager. Like, I don't know his upbringing. So maybe he's not the best wordsmith. Maybe he's not a Chris Williamson. Maybe he's not a B-man trying to expand his vocabulary with $64,000 words. Thank you very much. I take umbrage with your hatred of this guy. And what I think, what else should I say? Here's what I'm saying. If you're gonna accuse this guy of being a creep because he described you as perfect, a photo of you as being perfect, then you might as well put the B-man in Guantanamo Bay and let me have no access to a lawyer because I deserve to be doing life in prison. Because it's not even on my radar as creepy, like that the words he used to describe you. Perfect. I mean, why are you angry that he called you perfect? That's almost, it's a weird compliment, but it's not at the level of creep. It's not even at the level of the ick. It's not the ick either. Now, I will say, my guy, you know, I don't want to absolve him of all wrongdoing. His comment of you as an adult is almost the perfect response because he commented without commenting. Like this guy, he's done a few laps around the internet on commenting on hot photos. You could tell by that response because he's like, hey, I don't want to say what you look like now because it might put me, it might, how do I say it? Hey, it's like, hey, if I say what I want to say, you might consider me a creep, so I'm not going to say it. What a word salad that is. So clearly, our guy is thinking creepy, but he's not saying the creep, which makes him a respectful creep of society, which is the best kind of creep. Because we all have these foul thoughts in our mind. What you want to do to her. But if you don't say it out loud, like, you're allowed to go live your life. Now, well, I will say at the very end, you complained. You yelled in all cap letters that he was thinking with his dick. What I actually think is you were thinking about what he was thinking with his dick, which makes me suspect you have a case of penis envy. You wish you were a guy with a penis. You wish you were a woman with a penis. You wish you could feel what it's like to have a penis and to think with your penis. Now, that's not his fault. It's not my fault. That's just biology, baby. You don't have a penis, so stop thinking you know what it's like to think with a penis. That's projection to the highest level, and I don't like that you're doing it. That's almost, I feel here, you're being a narcissist more than my defendant is being a creep. Like, you literally put photos on the internet of you as a child and as an adult, and this is not the first time you've done it, because you said in a post you do this often, and that you often get these creepy responses. Well, if you're getting these responses from all the Johns of the internet, you know what you should do? Stop posting photos of you of a child and now as an adult on the internet, on Reddit, for all of us to judge. That's your fault. You're a bug zapper for the Johns of the internet, so stop giving them something to zap to. Let's go to some photos. More technical difficulties here at Verbal Graffiti. Let me tell you what happened this time. Film segment 2 of episode 43 went really well, I thought, till I went to go save it into my MacBooks. Turned out my SD card was full and did not save any of it. And I'm like, what the hell happened? I emptied my SD card yesterday. I thought I had a full card to work with for this episode. Took me an hour of research online and finally came across a Reddit post. Thank you very much. This was the problem. So when you empty your SD card, what you have to actually do is have your SD card attached to your MacBook and then empty the trash when it's attached. Because if you empty the trash without the SD card attached, your memory card still attains the memory. I did not know that. I am such a lollipop when it comes to technical issues. Ugh, hate myself for not being smart. We learned a thing though. Thanks, Reddit. Let's move on. Forward and upward. Happy 4th of July, everybody. I should have given a shout out in the opening segment to my childhood friend, Adam. Were we pyromaniacs? He might have been a maniac. I wouldn't say I was a maniac. I was more of a pyro varsity player. Like, not quite maniac, but definitely above an amateur. Adam had this thing, not so much with explosives. He had this thing. Have you ever heard of a potato gun? What he would do is he would take PC piping. He would duct tape the bottom of it. Then he would take a grill igniter, like the button thing with the spark, and he'd put that on the bottom of the PC pipe. He'd fill it with hairspray. Then he would jam a potato in it. And then when you light the igniter, it shoots out the potato. I'm not joking. Maybe 200, 300 yards. Like, there were times when he would shoot a potato to like three streets over, the complete other side of our neighborhood, and like, we wouldn't know where it landed. And also his sister, I won't say her name because it's a unique name, she would take apples. And when we were kids, I don't know, 12, 13 years old, she would like cut a hole in the apple, fill it with gasoline, light it on fire, and then throw it at trees. And she would do that for like target practice. I do not know how I survived childhood without getting a third degree burn. What a... life was a little bit more, everyone complains about how dangerous phones are, but life without phones and just child boredom and ingenuity might be more dangerous than anything you can find on the internet. And maybe that's why I always keep a fire extinguisher by my bed. Okay. With all that out of the way, is my SD card, is it work? Yes, it's working. Let's get into another thing here. This comes from the subreddit Hygiene. What do you wash last, feet or butt? I use two washcloths. One washes my feet last, the other washes my butt last. I'm wondering if there's a better way to do it. This post made me real queasy on the inside. It's similar to when, have you ever gotten an email from your boss or your supervisor scolding you for you mess something up with an assignment, and it's like, how the hell did you do that wrong? Go back, redo it right now. Our client's furious, and you get all discombobulated, like, oh no, am I going to lose my job? And you get all that real nervous feeling. That's how I felt after reading this post, because I read it, and my first thought was, have I been showering wrong my entire life? Because I don't wash my butt or feet last. I wash my butt first, and I use a loofah, not a washcloth, to do so. I was thinking, we'll get to my shower routine and what's correct and what's wrong, but I was thinking about showers in general, and I was kind of relating it to like this show, Verbal Graffiti, because until a year ago, I knew nothing about cameras, audio equipment, lighting, which I have behind the camera. How to set up a studio for a podcast, how to upload videos onto social media, on how to actually upload a podcast, the audio of it. I didn't know how to do any of that. Like, I had to go to YouTube University and find a bunch of tutorials and self-teach myself how to do all this stuff. And even now, I don't know if I'm doing it correctly. But when it comes to showering, I don't think there are any tutorials online on how to properly bathe yourself. Like, for myself, I believe I first started taking showers in first grade. Now, I spent 3 years in kindergarten, so I was 8 years old in first grade. So that, I'm not sure if that's young or old, but it was just my parents teaching me. And maybe if you have older siblings, maybe they taught you. But what I would get in the shower, my mom would like pour a little medical cup, like a few ounces of shampoo. And she was like, oh, you use a little bit of shampoo, a little bit of soap. You don't have to go crazy. And she would say, just wash yourself pretty intensely. Make sure all the shampoo is out of your hair, because I had hair back then when I was 8 years old. And she's like, if you don't wash all the hair or all the shampoo out, your hair will be itchy and you'll have to get back in and take it. And she was right. Sometimes I wouldn't wash my hair all the way and I would get itchy and I'll have to go back into the shower. But that was really it. It was kind of like, hey, here's the supplies. Go in there, have at it, learn by yourself. And like, how did you guys learn how to shower? I think that's how everybody learns. Like, your parents kind of, they give you a tutorial once or twice and then you're on your own. I've kind of have a love-hate relationship with showering. Bathing myself, and I'm definitely a shower guy, not a bath guy, and I am a morning shower guy. I know some people are night showers. You're disgusting. You deserve to be executed. Morning showers, 100%. We are real humans. You are subhuman if you're taking your shower at night and not in the morning. I have a love-hate relationship with showers because it's my favorite part of the day. It's the best feeling, having hot water and the steam just coming down on you. You're alone. Being alone is when I feel most comfortable. My hate relationship with showering is my OCD. I have, and I think I've mentioned this in previous episodes, but we have some new members watching now. I have pretty extreme OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, when it comes to touching and doing things repeatedly. And a shower was like an OCD hell for me. Like, when I was growing up in puberty, I think everyone in my family thought I was taking 20-minute showers because I was wanking myself off. That was not the case. I was just doing so many OCD things that showers took me forever. Like, even before I got into the shower, like, I had like a regular bathtub. So I would step in and out of the shower 7 times before I would actually like stay in the shower. Then I would have to have all like the shampoo and the washcloths and the soap. Like, everything had to be in a certain position before I could even touch any of them. So I had to move them around. And I have like older brothers and sisters living with me at the time. So everything was like in a different place every time. So I had to rearrange everything to where I liked it. Then I would like elbow the wall, like the shower wall. I would just slam that like a certain number of times. Then I would like catch water in my belly and like wipe it and like throw it onto like the shower, what do you call it? Like the shower lining thing. And like each time I threw water on the shower thing, like it had to go to a certain height. Each throw had to be higher than the previous one. And if one was below it, I would have to start all over again. So it would probably take me 7 or 8 minutes even before I picked up the soap. Now, and then there were certain things, like I'd have to turn certain ways and I'd have to like wipe the soap on me for a certain number of seconds. Like, it was kind of like hell. And this is what my showers were like up until, I don't know, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago when I started seeking out professional help for my OCD. So even now when I get in a shower, like, it is a struggle. Like, I have to like tell myself to turn certain ways so like not to give in to my OCD. So it's really like I'm battling myself in the shower, like not to give in to my brain and what my OCD tendencies are. And even like if I don't do the thing my body's telling me or my brain's telling me to do, like I get this real like, oh, like this anxiety, but I just have to fight through it. But as for showers today, I am better today. I'm not as OCD freaky with my showers, but I just go straight to my butt. I've always been a, like, for my work tasks, like, do the most important task first. And in my body, my butt is the stinkiest part. So when I go into the shower, I use liquid soap. So I wipe it in my hand, and I put my hand, like, in between my butt cheeks. Both sides of butt cheeks, I have a lot of hair between my butt. So I wipe it all down really good, make sure there's nothing there. I do my, you know, my genitals areas, and then I wipe that clean, and I use hand soap, and I wipe my hands for 25 seconds or 20 seconds or so. So then like, that's what my first off. So now my butt is polished, it's shiny, it's super clean, and I could go to the rest. Now I take a loofah. I've always been a loofah guy. Love the loofah, not a washcloth guy. I take the loofah, I put some soap on it, some dabs of liquid soap. I'm using Dove these days. Love the smell of Dove. And then I just full body, head to toe, like neck, arms, belly, again, grundle, butt, legs, and then feet at the bottom, wipe myself off. I don't use shampoo. Then I get some, this is the key. I learned this from porn star, now was it Ava Adams or maybe it was Violet Myers? It had to have been a busty Latina because those are the porn stars I enjoy. But one of these porn stars told me that the key for guys is you need to double wash your genitals. That's how you keep them from becoming obscenely stinky. So that's what I do. I wash the very beginning, then I do the loofah, and then at the very end of the shower, I take more hand soap, I use Mrs. Myers, and I rewash my Mr. Perfect, my penis. That's my name for my penis, Mr. Perfect. I wipe it all, my ball sack, my grundle, my scrotum, wash it a second time, water it all down so I have a nice smelling wiener that if anyone wants to suck it, it's ready to go. And then I kind of do like one more wash with no soap, just water to make sure like it's all off of me so I don't get that itchy feeling. Then I turn off the shower, and then I wipe down with a towel inside the bathtub so that water doesn't get all over the bathroom floor. Again, I just go from top to bottom. I do like my arms, shoulders, belly. I lift my legs off. I clean my legs and I take the towel, like kind of turn it into a string, and then I wipe between my butt crack and my scrotum, and I put it around my waist, walk out of the bathtub, put on my bathrobe that I stole from a hotel, then I'm out the door. That is my shower routine. And now today I'm very proud to say my showers are usually between like 7 to 10 minutes, when they used to be between like 20 to 25 minutes. So that's a lot of progress for the B-man after seeking professional help with my OCD. I just said that post because I love talking about showering. I have 7 things I love talking about most. I am a true believer, for you to find a partner that you're meant to be with, we all have about 7 topics that we like talking about. If you could tolerate 5 of the topics your partner or your girlfriend or boyfriend talks about, chances are you'll get along for the most part. For me, I love talking about showering. Obviously, I just gave you my full routine. I love talking about teeth. I shit you not, last Thursday night, I talked about teeth with 2 different babes, with a stranger and then with another comic. And I loved every second of that conversation, both of those. I love talking about transportation. I love talking about the New York Yankees. I love talking about 1990s Attitude Era wrestling. I love talking about stand-up comedy. And I 7-1, it's a wild card. It changes on whatever mood I'm in. But that's who I am. I am a precise showerer now, proud to be. I go straight at the butt first, clean the crack first. That is the most stinkiest thing. Then work your way around. That is the proper way to shower. Let me know how all you shower in the comments below. And to this poster and everybody else, happy 4th of July. Go suck a fat one.